Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the Covenant Cafe with your hosts, Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. Are you stressed? Don't be stressed. You should always be blessed. You got a testimony to speak. You need a little advice, or you just need to hear some inspirational music. Well, you have found the place. The Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. It's time to get blessed.
Covenant Cafe, your host Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace,
and we welcome you to another show. Wherever you are, right now I'm in VA and it's almost 100 plus degrees. Hopefully it's cooler where you're at. Is it cool where you're at right now?
Man, in Florida, you know, we got that alligator weather, so it's like, it's all right. It's cooled down a little bit, but it's been blazing hot. So,
yeah,
you know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's been burning up. It's been pretty hot. First of all, we're like I said, to thank you and welcome you again to tuning in to our show, The Covenant Cafe, on the D-Hour Radio Show Network, Blog Talk Radio Show Network. We have a lot of things planned. We have two interviews. Some interesting stories, some real weird stories, some true, incredibly weird stories, and also some humbling situations that actually you, Lace, dealt with this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's start off with the verse for today.
All right. I love talking about the verses of the day because it's like that's my personal talk with God, and he always show me something new. Regardless of how many times you read a scripture, it's always something new. So today I want to open up with telling y'all about Philippians 1:12-14, and it says, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." Now, the Lord showed me this scripture because, all right, Paul, who is talking right now, Paul is incarcerated. He's in chains. He's locked up. He's in jail. You know, however you want to put it, he's in prison. And he sent this letter to the church of Philippians. And the thing is, he's saying, y'all, everything that's going on with me, all this bad stuff, is actually good for the gospel. Because I'm incarcerated, because of these chains, people are bolder now to do this. And on top of that, everyone is encouraged. There's no fear. So, in short, it's like I want everybody to look at your life. Look at the times where you felt like you've been caged up, or look at the times that things are just so horrible. But think about the times when you came out and the encouragement that it brought on to others. The thing is, he's saying what Paul is really showing the most is he said, my chains are a representation of the strength of the gospel. You know what I mean? It's basically showing us so much that, you know, I can say with my testimony and everything from coming out of being homeless, that was my strength, because when I'm telling brothers and stuff that are homeless or coming out of homeless, there's life and there's encouragement to see who I am now and who I used to be. It speaks volumes instead of somebody who's at the top of the game and they never been through anything and they turn around and tell you to keep your head up. You know, that doesn't really mean anything to me. But for somebody to be locked up and say, man, keep your head up, we're going to be all right, that strengthens me, because like for you to be in so much pain and to still speak prosperity in my life, That lets me know that I can speak prosperity in somebody else's life, and they can spread it, and they can spread it, and they can spread it. Therefore, the gospel is spreading. You know what I mean? So that's the whole thing is, you know, we have to keep our trust in Christ Jesus, because though whatever you're going through, it's for a purpose. It's all going to work to the good. So it's important for us to keep that character and that composure to continue to strive for it. But I thought it was just so powerful for Paul to just say, you know, I'm going through all this, but this is for the good of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get it, you know?
You know what? That's pretty interesting that you said that, because for the simple fact that even in life, you want to be taught by someone who actually knows what they're doing.
Like, right. Right.
For instance, I took acting classes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was good to learn from a working actor. I'm not taking anything from any other teacher that went to school to teach acting, but how
right.
It's a lot better when you get it from someone who actually have gone through auditions, who have actually been on set, who have actually done these things, and they can say, hey, this is the way it's going down through experiences, not only through book knowledge.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So that's the same thing here. You know, it's not to say it's bad to get it from someone who hasn't gone through anything, because
right. That's
possible, because people are going through a lot of different things that you might not know about, but
right.
There's different levels and to what's going on in their life. So
sure.
For someone to say, hey, it's going to be all right, look, like yourself, you say, hey, I was homeless at one point. It's going to be all right. Look where I'm at right now. And
right. For
the one that's actually going through a situation, it makes them look at you and like, okay, if he can do it, not saying like you that you can't do anything.
Yeah, definitely. I know what you mean.
Yeah, if he can do it, I know I can do it.
Right.
I can
weather
the storm. You know, I know I can handle the changes that I'm going through, because it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
You know, a lot of people look at it like, okay, it's not all right right now, but however, it's in due time. You know,
every
city on this earth has had a storm, whether it's a rainstorm, snowstorm, dust storm, but all storms come to an end.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
So that was pretty powerful verse for today, because, once again, it's always good to get some knowledge from someone who has actually have gone through what you have gone through, or even a little bit tougher situation.
Or even tougher.
You know, so you never know. That was awesome. Now, on to our news for today. We have interesting news to talk about before we actually get to the weird but true news. So, what do you have on your plate there?
My plate is pretty good. You know, it's seasoned. This has been a very, very interesting week for many people in America from all walks of life. So let's go ahead and start off with something that's, before I even go into this, I want to let y'all know that I do not condone sex before marriage. I do not condone that, not one bit. But it's also very important that we are aware of it, because there are people that's doing, you know, you know how it is. So we're going to keep it real.
Ladies, hold on one second. We have a caller on the line. Hold on, let me go.
Oh, okay.
Caller, you're on the line with the Covenant Cafe.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, caller?
I'm doing well, thank you.
This is one of my good friends, Poetic Justice. And yeah, you can actually catch her on her show as well. As it's called the I Got Something to Say show. Can you give us a little snapshot of that, Poetic?
Absolutely. I'm enjoying you all, first of all, Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. This is a wonderful, wonderful,
yes,
blessed Sunday on the Covenant Cafe. So you guys are doing an excellent job. The I Got Something to Say show, I being EYE, is a format that includes comedy sketches, indie music, entertainment news, and just a whole gamut of things. So you never know who's going to be up there tomorrow. We have Lela James, R&B singer, and then next week we'll have the honor speaking with No Malice, who is also a man of God as well. So doing our thing. Just really proud of the D-Hour Show Network, and you guys are doing an excellent job once again.
Well, hey, Poetic. Poetic.
Yes.
I love your name.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
She's a great artist. She does a lot of things in front of the camera, behind the camera, writer, director, producer, all of the above. And that I Got Something to Say show is off the chain.
Yes.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Because, you know, sometimes we say something's off the chain. You're looking at, like, these guys wearing pajamas in Walmart. Like, you know.
Yeah, them boys off the chain.
Wow, really?
I actually seen this guy. He looked like he was really tough until I saw his pajamas.
Wow.
So I'm like, how thuggish can you be at Walmart with SpongeBob pants?
That's the point. You got to be so thuggish that you don't care. That's how you know.
Yeah.
He's off the chain.
Exactly. But like I said, Poe is off the chain in a good way.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Poe. Let me go to this other caller right quick.
Thank you so very much. You all have a blessed evening.
All right.
You too.
Caller, you are on the air with Lamont Ferguson and your host,
Poetic Lays.
With the this is the Covenant Cafe. You're on the air. Caller 404-399-4088. Are you there? I guess they're gone.
Yeah, deuces.
All right, hopefully you'll be able to call back. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was Poetic, man. She's a great person, man. I'm just let you know her
yeah,
deal.
She's definitely doing her thing.
Yes.
Definitely doing her thing.
Definitely up there. Definitely appreciate the calls. Definitely appreciate the shout-outs. Awesome, awesome. Now, we were about to go into the news, and you were saying there's some things on your plate that you were about to go into.
Yeah. All right, so, like I said, I don't condone sex before marriage, but I must, you know, relay this information because it's important that we know things like this. So, for starters, this week, the FDA approves its first at-home rapid HIV test. So this is the first ever over-the-counter rapid HIV test that has been approved by the FDA. The thing about it is very, very similar to pregnancy tests where they swipe your gums, and then after 20 minutes, boom, that's what's up. It is what it is. They said accuracy is like 98.98. But this is the issue. After my further study of it, the issue is, it says that just because the test says, and I quote, negative, that doesn't mean that the person is HIV negative. So are you telling me I'm paying for this test?
Uh-huh.
I get it. I'm straight. I'm thinking all is good. I do it at home, all this and that, da, 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 da. And then kind of find out. But I still probably need to go to the clinic because the test says 99.98, but it might not be 99.98 accurate.
Wow.
Kind of blows my mind a little bit. Keep doing what you do, FDA. You know what I'm saying? That kind of blew my mind. But so regardless, just from looking at that story, regardless, I mean, the best way to prevent STDs 100% and to be 100% sure you don't have anything is to be abstinent. until you have met the woman or a man that God has brought you to. And I'm talking about heterosexual marriages.
Oh.
I'm not even going to go too deep. I ain't even go too deep, but I'm just saying what the Bible says, that he created Adam and Eve. But, you know, that's another story. So, anyway, let's keep on pushing from there.
Okay, hold on. We have a caller, 404. So let me see if we can get him. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Caller, you are on the air with the Covenant Cafe. Okay. I don't know what's going on. He or she was calling back, and I switched back to. I'm not sure what happened there. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to take that as a sign. Matter of fact, I'm going to take that as a sign. Straight up, a man should marry a woman, and a woman should marry a man.
Exactly.
That was the whole point of the call to call in, because I was going to brush past that after I said it. But no, let's just keep it real. We already here. You know, gay marriage is not what's up.
Poetic is on the line, too. Paul, what do you think about that?
Wow. Well, excuse me. I have various opinions about that. One being that I agree wholeheartedly with Poetic Lace. God did create man and woman to be joined by union. However, I don't frown upon, you know, homosexual relationships per se, because I am not one to judge. He who judges shall be judged. So that's your preference.
Right,
however,
right.
Understanding that responsibility comes with that, because, you know, we have to learn how to lift up a nation. And then there are children that are mimicking and they're watching everything that is being done today. We have a lack of role models as it is. So that's one concern.
Two,
the other factor is that you have to live your life, and you have to be able to stand before your God, to whomever you serve, at the end of your life. So with that being said, I don't have a personal opinion. I just feel like in any relationship that you're in, make certain that you're safe and your practices, and make certain that you're responsible. Because people are either infected or affected by your choice.
Exactly.
Right.
And I
think
not only the this is a very, very sticky situation, I think the biggest, let's not say just besides, biblically it's incorrect. However, the next biggest picture to this, there are kids involved in these situations.
Right.
So what happens is, this kid that's, you know, children are very impressionable. So when this kid is going to school, and actually kids are cruel as well. So when they go to school and they see there's two dads or two moms at the parent-teacher conference, what's going to happen? They're not going to tease the parents. They're going to tease the kid. You know, so then that turns into another issue, which is bullying. So it's a snowball effect, and I really think that America, well, I think the government, by making the decision that it has, is walking on eggshells right now with that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that stand behind it. Yes, but there's a lot that do not stand behind it.
Right.
And I believe that because of that decision, I believe that in regards to the voting process that's coming this November, I believe that they will, you know, President Obama will actually kind of lose some of the faith-based black votes behind that decision.
Yeah, possibly.
So I think it's going to be very interesting how it all goes down in a couple of months, because it is just a couple of months away. So I think that he's kind of trying to see if I have more here and less here, or do I care more about this population and their vote, or do I care about this population and their vote?
Right.
Truthfully, he may have gained a whole lot more than just that population, because, you know, of course, you have gay marriages that consist of black and white, black and black, Hispanic and black. So it's a mixture. So he may have gained at the same time, but it's a, I believe that is a very, very, very sticky topic that we can discuss further. Hold on. We do have a caller on the line. Let's go to the airwaves here. Caller, you are on the air on the Covenant Cafe with your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
404-399-4088. Are you there?
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We finally got you.
This is a great friend of mine.
I'm calling to support Mr. Poetic Lace. I've been trying to call his cell phone. I couldn't catch him on that, so I knew he would be on here. So call him to show some support.
We appreciate that.
We definitely do.
How are things going?
Everything's great. Hey, you see what kind of people we deal with? You can't reach my cell phone, so you call me at the job.
Well, you know, I didn't go to church. I didn't go to church. The church is one I didn't get a chance to. I'm up here in Boston. So I figured I could call and, you know, get some encouragement, some inspiration, too. So it ain't just about you, Lacey. What y'all got going on tonight?
This has turned into a very interesting show, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Covenant Cafe. Now, where are you calling from? First of all, caller, what is your name?
My name is Jillian.
Jillian. And you're calling from where?
Well, I'm calling from Boston right now. So I'm in Boston, Massachusetts, but I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, you're from Boston?
No. I'm from Jacksonville, but I'm in Boston right now.
Oh, okay. Well, my good friend here, Poetic Justice, is actually from Boston.
Yes, I
really?
Am. I am. The South Side.
Awesome. I'm in Cambridge right now at Harvard Square. Are you familiar with that area?
No, sir. Yes, I am. Very much so. The green line, the orange line, and we drive cars, yes.
Yeah, y'all do drive cars. It took me a while to try to figure out what a car was, but, you know, I got it.
Yes. Make sure you park your car. Double park your car. Right.
No, I'm not going to be parking nothing because y'all drive crazy up here. I'm going to walk.
You take the line. Take the orange line, the green lines. Yes, definitely.
We definitely appreciate you calling and showing your support. Are you going to give us some feedback on what we were discussing here?
Well, I didn't really hear what you guys were discussing. So if y'all, you know, just let me, you know, fill me in on what was going on, I could definitely do that.
Okay, Lacey, go ahead, Lacey, with that information.
So basically how it started was it started off with a conversation talking about the FDA approving the first ever HIV home testing. And it comes to find out that it says that it's 99.98% accurate. But, and I quote, they said that you need to, just because the test said negative, it doesn't mean that you're HIV negative. So I really put you in a position to like, okay, so what was the point of me taking this test? So just to go in deeper, I kind of scratched the surface on, you know, the only way to be sure that you're not, you know, with AIDS or any STD is to refrain from it until marriage. You know, say, I don't condone sex before marriage. And then that went into a man and a woman. And, of course, I tickled some nerves when I said, you know, homosexual, no. You know what I mean? Kind of went, you know, in depth about it. But that's how everything went.
Okay, well, I got two things to say. For one, being abstinent is a sure way to make sure that you're not HIV positive. But also, you got to think about the drug users, because just because you're not having sex does not mean that you're not going to catch HIV. Because you got to think of people that are out there sharing needles, sharing pipes, whatever it is that they're doing to contract the disease. And although amongst African Americans, sexual intercourse is the most popular way to contract it, you got to think about a lot of the Asian population and the Europeans. A lot of Europeans are contracting HIV and AIDS from drug usage. So, yeah, abstinence goes a long way. And, you know, you're right. I think that heterosexual marriage is, you know, how it should be, you know, because if a homosexual marriage is how it's supposed to be, none of us would kind of procreate. You know, the human race would kind of just pop, you know. There's nobody reproducing. You can't reproduce with another man or another woman. So I think man and woman, you're supposed to get married to have children, you know. So, I mean, if you marry another man, you can't really have children. I mean, you can adopt them, but, I mean, you get what I'm saying. But
yeah.
I agree with you, Lace, there, but I think that with the FDA approving that, another thing that people have to realize is even after you have sex with somebody that has HIV, you can take a test the next day and it'll say negative, because it usually takes about 3 months for it to register in your system. So if it's going to be something that is going to be done, I think that it should be used as, like, precautionary, not just that's the final if and but. It's kind of like a pregnancy
test. Right.
It might say yeah, it might say no,
yeah.
But you need to go to the doctor.
Right.
No, it's pretty interesting. When I was doing foster care, we actually had to take a class on HIV. And do you know that if you go get tested on a Thursday, you would not find out your results until Monday? You want to let me tell you why?
What's up?
Why?
Because they do not deliver that news on the weekends.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do not deliver that news on the weekends, because if they tell you on Friday, there is no help for you on the weekend. So if you think having suicidal thoughts and other crazy ideations of going, you know, there's no help for you on the weekend. So they don't tell you on a Friday, they will tell you on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Interesting.
You know, yeah, that's pretty interesting, because you have, I guess, they have to look at the big picture, where yes, there are some people are able to handle that information, and there are other
mm-hmm.
people that they're not able to handle that type of information. So,
mm-hmm.
so
mm.
they won't tell you that information on a Friday. So if you try to look, I want to know now, and it's Friday, they're not going to tell you. So you have to wait until Monday. So they give the information
so Monday,
on Monday.
Monday through Thursday, you should go get your AIDS tested.
That's what the seminar taught us. And that we had that seminar in Richmond in 2006. I don't know if the system has changed since then, but at that point, they were not giving the information out on the weekend.
Okay. Which makes sense. Makes sense. I think in a lot of cases, people who get that news, a lot of times it can be shocking, but I've come to realize in my own situation, I have a lot of family members. I have a few family members that have actually died from HIV and AIDS, and a few that are still infected. And I think that for me, from on the outside looking in, a lot of it is never really, if it is suicide, it's more of a gradual suicide process. Like I watched my grandmother, my father's mother, suffer with HIV and AIDS for a long time. She contracted it when I must have been about three or so, and she died my junior year in high school. So she lived with it for a while, but she kind of killed herself, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go jump off a ledge. She started abusing drugs. She started being in the streets and things like that. So from my experience, it's more of a gradual decline. So I don't think that, you know, a couple days, I mean, some people go to that extreme and, you know, okay, I'm going to jump off a cliff because I got AIDS and, you know, it's over. But I think more so it's more of an emotional process that kind of drains them, and they kill themselves on the inside out, you know. So I think that it really wouldn't matter. For me, I don't think it really would matter which day of the week I got the news. You know, I just think that somebody needs to be there, and, you know, I would just call in a family member with them so they could have, you know, some kind of support or something. So if I was a physician, and that's my ultimate goal, is to become a physician, I'll bring you in on a Friday. I'll bring you in on a Saturday. Just bring your mama with you. We all going to talk about this together.
All right. I'm sorry. We're going to have to wrap this up because we have some other interviews that's coming up.
Okay.
And, yes, so I
really... Before we jump on, I want to throw something out there. Let me piggyback off of Poetic Justice, just to let all the listeners know that salvation belongs to us all, whether you're gay, straight, poor, rich, you know, black, white, European, whatever you are, it doesn't matter. We all have fallen short of the glory of God, so I just want to throw out there that this is not a statement of judgment. It's more a statement of, like, we all need Jesus Christ to clean up our wrongs and our rights, whether abstinent or promiscuous whatever it may be. We all need Christ, and we have to, you know, seek him to walk his way.
Amen. Absolutely. All right, well, we definitely appreciate you guys calling in. Stay tuned to more of this conversation. We definitely got to give it up for our guests.
There it is.
So what we're going to do is actually, like I said, I really thank you guys for calling. And we're about to go to our special guest, very special, Candace. She's
very
on
special.
Line.
How y'all doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm
Candace.
Good. Hi.
Great.
Thank you for calling in to the Covenant Cafe, and this is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And we thank you for calling us. We appreciate it.
I have no
it.
Problem doing that. That is so okay with me.
Awesome. So how you been?
I like
been?
What y'all doing. I've been good. I am in L.A. right now doing some polishing on my talent and meeting some new people out here from Australia, Canada, Trinidad. Really big event out here. We having a good time in the Lord, and I just like that I'm able to share my faith with people that, you know, I don't know when I'm going to get to Trinidad, but I'm glad that they let me share who God is in my life, and so I'm excited about the whole exchange.
Beautiful.
Hey, Lace,
so
before you ask her a few things, I want to give her something for showing up.
Got you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
So, Candace, I definitely got to tell you that every time that the Lord brings somebody on the show, I must praise his name for them, because it's so obvious that God is using you in more ways than none. I commend your works, and I thank God for you to be a woman of God such as yourself. I was checking out your bio, and it said that, you know, you grew up in basically it wasn't easy. You know, you went through some things.
Yes, it's funny how the
I would
enemy
love you
try
to share.
It's funny how the enemy try to stop you to, you know, achieving your goals in life when you're young, you know. And I'm just grateful that God just kept my focus, like kept my attention in my everyday life. I didn't really come into faith 100% for myself until I was a lot older. But just experience in church and people in church and just learning about people, God had given me a ability to just sit back and observe people. Like, I wasn't an outspoken child. I mean, I was a happy, goofy kid, but I wasn't a disrespectful one. But by me just observing and being, you know, of good attitude and willing to help and having that great, you know, way about myself, because God has ever given me joy. He always gave me joy since I was little. But having that mentality has helped me learn how I'm supposed to be, and how even despite people being their way, I can still be me. And by me being me is encouraging someone else to be themselves also. So I'm a very happy, bubbly person, and people feed off of that energy, you know. And my whole motto, I put in my resume when I go to work, I'll be like, happy to work. I mean, ready to work, happy to be here. That's just like in bold letters, ready to work, happy to be here. And they like that, you know, because that's the attitude we should have about everything we're doing in life. You know, you can learn so much if you ain't putting expectations in front of yourself. So I like that God has allowed me to just do what I do and allow me to go where I've gone. You know, I've done Spanish worship for 2 years. I mean, it's 6 years. I'm sorry. Been on TBN three times, traveled. I did Apollo when I was 17, got to meet Steve Harvey. So it's a whole lot of things that God has allowed me to go through, and I've just been so grateful about how he's going about it. I wasn't asking him, begging him to do more. He just did it on his time, and I was just willing to wait. I still am willing to wait. Whenever he's ready, I'm ready.
I got one question for you. The song at the Apollo that you guys rubbed, is it really smooth or is it rough?
You know what? You know, how they set it up was they did all the recordings, you know, in a 2-week span. So everyone from all over the world came to New York on the same 2 weeks to do this recording. And I met people from all over the planet. 112 was there, you know, some R&B groups, you know, because, you know, they're not Christian. But, you know, it was still cool to see them with my own eyes, you know. But
right,
112,
right.
Kenny Lattimore, you know, Deborah Cox, they all came through, you know. And it was just, but it was awesome to be in a place that is of so much respect and have so much history. And God allowed me to be there. And I was so grateful to be there and to meet people from all over the world. So that was a really great experience. Steve Harvey was hilarious, as always. His personality is so big. And I enjoyed myself. That was a really good experience for me. But it's really hard for me to have a bad time because I always see the good and stuff. And, you know, for me to be negative, it's just not of me. It's just not like me. I'm just not that kind of person. So it can be a bad thing going on. I can still find the good in it.
Oh, that's awesome. Were you able to touch the log?
So, yes, I did forget to when I first came out because I was in utter nervousness. But I went back and rubbed it, came back. I ended up singing a Whitney Houston song, but it was a lot of fun. First time doing a live band and everything, so it was really cool.
That is definitely what's up. And what's definitely what's up, I heard this song, How Many Know? And I first heard it, like, it came on, and I listened, I was like, it's hot. And like, I really like it. I listened to it like 8 times, no exaggeration, back to back to back, just let it play. So I know definitely it's going on my playlist.
Yay,
so I wanna know,
thank
you.
Know,
tell me about this. So tell me about the song. Give me some info.
It was really funny. About 2 years ago, I'm laying in bed. It's 3 in the morning. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing the beat to that song in my head. And it sounded as though the radio was on. Like, I had to get up and look and see if the radio was on because, and then I looked at my husband and was like, is something's playing? What's going on? And that was the Lord. He was giving me the beat. And then I wrote the song in about 5 minutes. And about 2 weeks after that, I heard about a guy named Styles Keys, Nathaniel Burgess. Mm-hmm. He's from Atlanta. And he played keyboard for Aaliyah before she passed. And he was in Phoenix. And so my friends kept talking about this guy. And I was like, okay, who's this guy? But, you know, what really got my attention is that he was a man of faith. So I was like, okay, that's awesome. So I was drawn to this man, went into the studio. We sit down. Now, I don't have any prior experience in the studio. So what you hear is my first time ever in the studio doing a song. First time in my life. So when I sat down with him, he said, you wrote that song? And I said, yeah. And he's like, that's insane. He says, I'm an artist. He says, I've been recording, I've been producing for years. And he says, it is very hard for a gospel artist to put God in their words. Like, he said, you got God all in and through that song. And I was like, well, that's how he gave it to me. And he was like, he said, that's impressive. And I was like, and that kind of took me back because I thought that most gospel music I've heard, you know, God is already in it. But he said, that's really difficult because most songs are love songs, you know. And they throw God in it after the fact. And I was like, that's really interesting to hear. So we did the beat. I came back. Well, he did the beat while I was gone. I came back, and he had that beautiful masterpiece. And I was so proud of it. And then we went to the studio. 8 hours later, we got done. We were finished. And he tell me again. He's like, Aretha Franklin do stuff like this. He says, Mariah Carey don't do this stuff. Whitney Houston, no one gets in the studio and lay a track in 8 hours. So he was just really floored about the whole thing. I don't know how it's supposed to go. I have no preconceived notion about nothing. So what he was saying to me, I just had to take his word for it because I really don't know for my own personal self. That was my first time doing a studio, my first professional song. And 2 weeks later, it hit the radio local. So it's on 3 stations at home and it's at some other stations. One station in Atlanta is reaching out to me, and you guys reached out to me, which was really exciting. So I was really happy to hear that because my song is a message. I like the message. It's totally to the point, you know, and what we're here to do and how we're supposed to be doing, you know. We need not to lose focus of why we're here. So I love that. That's my baby. So I'm very proud of it.
Well, I would love for everybody to meet your baby. So that being said, Lamont, you already know.
I love that. I'm going to have to hook that up right fast. Give me some clap around the flowers.
I'm going to have to put one on my cell phone anytime I go to Walmart when I see thug guys wearing pajama pants at Walmart.
That's so funny. But if that's the worst you've seen, if that's the worst you've seen at Walmart, then I don't know what to tell you, because you are for real surprised. I'm just saying, you know, people
but
come there looking.
I mean, this particular guy was looking pretty tough, you know, scowl on his face, you know, frowned up, looking hard, and then, you know, had a tank top on, and then get down to SpongeBob pajamas. You know, I'm like, what happened there? Okay. But yeah. So I think I need a boo button like that. And a applause button. Yeah. So what we're going to do, can you hang on after we play your song?
Yeah, I sure can. I can do that.
Okay. Okay, Lace, go ahead and toss to it.
All right, everybody. We're about to meet Candace's baby. Y'all ready?
I try.
Oh, like, it's time. It's time.
Give it to us. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Very, very.
No, there is no album. Just waiting on the Lord to make that happen. I'm so big on waiting on God's time. I waited on Him for Him to happen to do that. So therefore, I'm not going to push His hand, you know, until He's ready. He knows my circumstances. Therefore, when He's ready for it to happen, it's going to happen. I just auditioned for a talent scout for CC Winans label, and they just called me today, right now, before I called you, and let me know that I made it to the finals. So I have an opportunity.
Wow.
To see or possibly meet CC Winans as of November. So I'm excited about that whole thing. God has really been showing out lately in my life, and I'm excited to see what adventure He has before me. I don't know where He's taking me. I'm just willing to go. That's pretty much how I function. Where He say I got to be, I got to be. And that's just where it is.
And you know what? That's interesting. God do show out, don't He?
Yes, He does. Yes, he does.
He show up all the time. You know what?
All the time.
That's a good quote. God showing out.
Yeah.
Well, showing out.
We would like to. We really, really like to thank you for calling in, showing your support for our show.
Showing out.
Yeah. Showing and also putting us words, phrases like showing out. But when we use this phrase, we got to, you know, let people know who gave
way.
The phrase. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we can't take that. We can't take credibility. We can't take that from you.
We're showing out like candy.
He makes himself known, and he makes himself apparent, and I like that. A lot of people don't see it right away, but I just love that God gave me the opportunity to just show how He functions. Like, He likes to make Himself known. Therefore, I, you know, this is my baby is what became it, you know, and now I can bless people another way. You know, if I'm not physically there, I can share my music. So I love the idea that of y'all doing what y'all doing. So I'm really happy that you guys are going to play it, and I'm glad y'all like it. That makes me very happy that the message that was inside of me is coming across the way I wanted to come across. So I like that you guys are feeling me when I say, when I'm, you know, writing those words, singing the words. So I do appreciate that.
We definitely appreciate it. And now when you got to give us a call again and check in on us. You know,
I definitely will give it a shot. I will try to do that.
Candace,
I will. But you guys can buy my music on Reverb Nation, Candace Chavez. You can, you know, hit it up, and y'all can buy my single on that on Reverb Nation. That's the only way of really physically giving you a copy. But, you know, hey, put it out there. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. You guys can check me out. Hit me up. Any messages you want to send, I'll do my best to respond in the way God wants me to give you a word, and we'll go from there.
All right. You have any closing remarks, Lance?
Yeah, I do. Candace, you showed out because I wanted to ask you what album you working on, where can we find you, and everything, and you answered all my questions before I could ask. So I want to say you showed out. you showed out.
exactly.
So
y'all can go ahead. Y'all can take that quote. You can use it. It's fine. I
definitely appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So, Candace, I'm definitely going to write you, tweet you from time to time. I am at Poetic Lace on Twitter, and Poetic Lace is my name on all my other accounts. So, you guys heard where you can find her at, and Candace, I God is so good. You know, just I love
yes,
my sister in Christ right now. I'm letting everybody know that this is an awesome woman of God. Stay encouraged and just keep doing what the Lord wills in your life.
Thank you. You guys do the same.
All right. Thank you.
God bless y'all. Thank you.
Yes, you too.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. Hey, you just showed out because I was going to say that, but you took it, so you just showed out too. So, you know, we showing out tonight.
is awesome. I really appreciate that. You know, for her to call in, you know, take time and share her testimony, share, you know, how she go about handling her journey in life. So,
right.
That,
right.
We're going to get into some more stuff. So, you know what we have to do? We have to pay our bills. So,
pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Covenant Cafe. Your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
a Poetic Lace.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Attention all shoenistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last hour of our show, the Covenant Cafe. Lamont, this is your host, Lamont Ferguson.
And Poetic Lace.
And thank you guys for tuning in. We had Poetic Justice from the Hampton Roads area. We had Jillian call in from
Jillian Harvey.
She was calling in from she's in Boston at the.
She's in Boston, but she lives in Atlanta right now.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to everybody down there, up there.
Definitely. Well, yeah, definitely. And then we just had Miss Candace Chavez. Boy, that girl, what do you say?
Yes.
That girl can sing. She can.
That girl can sing.
That girl can sing. So we're going to go into some more news, more information. So we discussed the AIDS, the home testing for HIV, right?
Correct.
And then you had something else on your plate.
All right, you know, so the meal's not finished yet. Y'all get ready to swallow. So for this one, it's not bad, but this all takes me back to a scripture, and I'm gonna tell you the scripture afterwards. So it's titled DWI leads to Missouri man's arrest in cold case killing. So
wow.
Basically, what happened? A Missouri man forced to provide a DNA sample after pleading guilty in a drunken driving case has been charged in a 23-year-old killing. Prosecutors say Friday that Guy Shannon Jr., 43 years old, faces charges of first-degree murder and forcible rape. Shannon is accused of strangling and assaulting Marcia Lynn Davis of Independence in March 1989.
Wow.
So, this, you know, it's 2012 right now. You know what I mean? So the thing that trips me out is like, okay, this dude committed this crime, and then, okay, time went on. You know, after the first 3 years, within the first 3 years, of course, the person is nervous. And then 10 years, nah, you kind of get lazy. Then 20 years, you still straight. 3 years later, then you get caught, and he's not even expecting it. And the sad thing is he got caught because of another wrong he did. So in short, this all reminds me of scripture when what happens in the dark will come to light.
Wow.
All your deeds will be counted for.
Wow.
So That just lets you know, like, that little trifling incident that you, me, or anybody has done, you will, yeah, you're going to reap what you sow.
Wow.
So it's all interesting. And think about it. He got caught on a drunk by drunk driving.
Mm. So
something completely different.
Yeah. So if he was drinking, he still would be running free.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right, huh?
Mm. Wow. That's insane. Let me tell you some weird news here.
Okay.
I got a couple stories for you.
I want to hear this.
Now, what can I say about deadbeat dads?
Man, it's a mouthful.
Well, let me tell you about this guy here.
Okay.
This guy was an out-of-work musician living in Hawaii.
Okay.
And he thought he was going to become a movie star, okay?
All right, okay.
So this guy, you know, they gassed him up like he was going to be in a movie with Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
So he was all in for it. But check this out.
Okay.
Instead, he will be featured in the reality show about deadbeat dad.
Wow.
Yes, deadbeat dad. Now check this out, which is really ridiculous. The man, he owes $32,000 in child support.
Mm.
So they lured him back into the city, thinking that he's going to be in a movie, and now he's going to be on the show Deadbeat Dad.
Hmm.
You know what?
Mm.
I have something for something like, you know what? They don't get claps. They don't get round of applause. They don't get none of that. $32,000.
Look, boy, listen to this. It goes, you know, it goes so much with the story, because to get $32,000 of child support and back child support, that means that was years.
Years.
Years go by, and he finally. So look what kind of season this is. This is the kind of season where we're in a season where we're gonna reap what we sow, whether it be good sowing or bad sowing, you're gonna reap it.
$32,000 of back support, back child support. You deserve.
Mm. When do we get that button?
You know what? He's going to get another. I can't even give him a good sound effect for that one. Because $32,000, when you have a child, even though that you're not with that spouse, you are supposed to be a responsible adult and not just a father. You have to be more than just a father. You need to be a father figure.
Yeah,
anyone could be a father. Anyone could be a mother. But it takes guts and all of that to be a father figure. Now, granted, every relationship don't work out.
Okay,
there's no perfect relationship on this earth, in this world, period. But however, you laid in that bed, you made a child, you have to take care of it. I don't care if it's $3 a week, I don't care if it's $15 a month, whatever that judge said that you are to do, you need to do what you have to do. And what's sad, that you have to go to court for the judge to tell you what you need to do, instead of you just doing what you have to do.
Exactly.
You know, why should someone tell you, hey, man, you know what? You need to take care of your kid. You need to make sure that kid has diapers. You need to make sure that kid has clothes on his back. You need to make sure, more importantly, that you show that child love, period.
True.
It goes beyond the clothes, because the clothes get small after a while. The shoes don't fit after a while. But your presence and your love will last a lifetime.
Good stuff.
You know, so this guy, man, that's just ridiculous. Dude, you get it again. You get it again. You know, he gets it again. Now, you think that's bad?
You got more?
Oh, sheesh. Now, I've heard this in church.
Mm-hmm.
How much is your soul worth? Can you put
a price
on your soul? I've heard that in church.
Okay.
I've heard, you know, people saying, you know, can you put a you know, right at altar call, you know what I mean? And you hear, you know, your soul is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You need to make the right decision to accept the Lord as your Savior. You
uh-huh.
need to do that, right?
Right, because right,
your
right.
Your soul is very important. But
yes.
apparently, to this Albuquerque woman, she actually is a freelance writer. She's down on luck. She
mm-hmm.
tried to sell her soul on eBay.
What?
She tried to sell her soul on eBay. The listing is not up there anymore. However, her bid started at $2,000. Her name is Lori. And she's
Goodness. Hey, I'm glad you waited for me to finish that.
Yeah.
But you got to be kidding me. Because oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she tried to sell her soul on eBay. And
look,
I can't even give I can't give her a slap for that. I can't even do it. She don't deserve it. I'm sorry.
Man, see, not only did she try to sell her soul, but her soul is at minimum $2,000 in worth.
$2,000. Now the unfortunate situation that she was down on her luck because it says that she was in a car accident and she should understand how it works. She was in
mm-hmm.
a car accident in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
After she entered a coma, she entered a coma for 3 weeks. And woke
uh-huh.
up suffering from a stroke. She had a broken hip, a broken pelvis, leg, collarbone, sternum, ribs, and a collapsed lung. So the power of God kept her alive. And she, as a thank you, she tried to sell her soul.
So, all right. So this is what the Lord really just put in my spirit right now, you know, because we are discussing a lot about, okay, back pay and the failed pregnancy test, all the stuff that we're talking about and what people are dealing with people, when actuality, man, what really is, like, we have to pray for them. We really have to pray for them. We have to love for them. We have to reach out for them. So, you know, I just want to, if you don't mind, let me pray real quick. Like, seriously. Dear Heavenly Father God, we boldly and humbly come to your throne, Lord, and we're just asking for this, your spirit, your Holy Spirit to fall upon us, fall upon all those out there, Father God. For we all make mistakes and we all do things without using your wisdom. So, God, I'm asking that you forgive us all of our sins and our iniquity, Lord, and I'm asking that you please just guide us. In your word, it says, if we ask, we shall receive. So, Father God, I'm asking that your Holy Spirit fall upon us, giving us wisdom, giving us understanding, give us guidance, Father God. For without your spirit, we are lost, and we are doing things that are against what your commandment states, what are against who you made us to be, Lord. So, Father God, I declare and decree today that we shall walk in purpose, Father God. For all those out there, Lord, I'm just asking that we all come to you before that hell rises, Father God. I'm just asking, Lord, for your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Now, you know what's even crazier?
What's up, bro?
Than that, there's another story, but before I get into that story, they, as a business, eBay has to have policy and proceed.
Uh-huh.
They actually have a policy because the people will do crazy things like that. They actually
right.
have a policy written in their online, period. It says eBay has a strict policy for selling human remains.
Wow.
They have a policy about that. It says
wow.
don't allow humans, the human body, or any human parts or products to be listed on eBay, with two exceptions. Sellers can list items containing human scalp, hair, and skulls and skeletons intended for medical use. So they have to put this in writing so they can protect them for people like this young lady.
Whew. Jesus.
On top of that, there was a University of Washington student tried a similar stunt before. He tried to sell his soul on eBay. Get this. For $400 in February.
Come on. It's almost saddening to me, to be honest with you. This is really sad now. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I don't know what side to be sad for. I don't know, should I be more sad for the people that's selling it or for eBay having to actually put this in writing so they won't get in trouble.
And you know what? If people are selling it, that means people are buying it.
Yeah. And if people are, so therefore this has to be done in writing. I mean, it's crazy because if you look at any instructions, it has to be dummified step by step so you can understand, okay,
right.
You take this out and you put this in or whatever the situation is.
Uh-huh.
So eBay has to dummify or dumb down and make sure their policy is written specifically so people can understand what you can and cannot sell on eBay. You would think stuff like that is a given. You would think, okay, that's ridiculous. I've heard people trying to sell their souls, selling their souls to the devil. I've heard people say stuff like that. But not actually trying to put themselves on the market.
Mm.
And that question, I do have a question. How do you purchase that? And how can I get that? If I was an evil person and said, hey, $2,000, that's all she wants, what do I need to do? You know what I'm saying? What can a person do?
Wow.
So do you become a slave to this person? Now, I purchased your soul for $2,000. Now, are you a slave to me doing all my deeds? Or what happens after I pay to? Not to say I would do this. Let me put this out there again. Not to say that I would do this, but playing the devil's advocate, if I were someone that wanted to purchase this person's soul for $2,000, what do I get in return? Because you can't take literally the soul out physically as a man purchasing it. What do I get in return?
That I'm still baffled. We can't look at the situation through carnal eyes. We have to look at this in a spiritual realm sense. You know what I mean? So, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So what I speak life, or I can speak death upon the situation. So you can literally speak life into you have a situation where I say, man, today's gonna be a bad day. And then they just think it in their head all day, and the day just be horrible. And then they be mad that it's horrible, but they spoke life or death into it. So just going deeper with that, if a lady, because I can't use me as an example, but if this such and such person speaks life, like, yeah, you have my soul. So spiritually, this is what it is. You have gave your rights to it. This is what time it is. You have spoke life into it. This is it. And then if you have witnesses, you have two or more in agreement. What's bound on earth is bound in heaven. What's loosed in heaven is loosed on earth. So spiritually, this is done. And then it's going to manifest in the physical realm. So with that being said, let's think of something like a little examples of things that happen spiritually. Like, you know how you pray, like, God, I ask that you, God, help me increase my faith. Lord, I want faith. I want to trust you more. I want this and that. So instead of the Lord actually dropping a bucket of faith in you, He gives you opportunities. And as these opportunities happen, you slowly grow in the faith. So your spiritual prayer is manifesting in the real world. You know, like we're talking about, I ask God for the strength of my faith. I go through being homeless. When you're homeless, you got to have faith. My faith is strengthened. I come out. My faith is at another level. Spiritually manifest and manifest into the natural realm. So she sold, let's say somebody did buy her soul spiritually. She gave it up. Slowly but surely, she's going to be doing things in the natural realm that is soul-given-like, by having a tendency to be, you can see her glow not there, or you can see her start to do things slave-like for this person, or if this person is being used by the devil, she's doing demonic things. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the manifestation from the spiritual to the natural realm of what's going on with her. Releasing her soul, giving her soul to the devil and not God. Demonic possession begins to occur in her life. And the demonic possession is not exactly what we see on the movies and TV stuff. Demonic possession can be a dope fiend, or it could be eating people's faces, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, demonic possession is more than just acting like the zombie with the twisting head. It's doing things outside of God's covenant, and it gets really, really bad.
Wow.
So that's, you know, how deep we can go about it. And, you know, it's tough. That is sad.
Yeah. And you know what? On that note, I'm going to go into Smokey Norfolk song. Remember this?
Thank you.
I need you now. So we're going to go into I have to.
Sweet.
Yeah, I have to go into that because it's definitely needed. So let's go into
it.
What's that?
I'm co-signing.
Oh, Smokey Norfolk, I need you now here on the Covenant Cafe.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make the way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need time, not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh, Lord.
That was, I love it. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, we need, it's not just I need you now. We need you now.
We need you now.
Wow.
Mm.
So what we're going to do, and actually we're going to go ahead and get into the Poetic Avenue. So hang tight. This portion is Poetic Avenue.
This is the poetry spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Take things out of time and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now it's a dime. Flow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked mind. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the poetry spot.
Welcome to the poetry spot on the Covenant Cafe, hosted by your yours truly, Poetic Lace. What's going on, buddy?
Hit the button.
You know what? I definitely got to hit the button.
Yes.
what do you got lined up for us today?
So tonight, I want to go, you know, I love going back in the past because so much is, it says so much when looking at it now, so it's new to me. It fits perfect for tonight, too. I'm glad the Lord showed me this. I wrote something a while back. It's got to do with a lot of mental notes after I did some studying. It's called Good Grief, and it comes from Genesis 6, 5 through 6. So I'm really just going to talk to y'all. All right. Here it is. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Can you imagine giving birth to some kids, and those kids give birth to some kids, and those kids give birth to some kids, which means you are the parents of all those kids? And as they grow, you feed them, you bathe them, you clothe them, you shelter them, you protect them, you hold them, you mold them, and you told them, be still, I will fight for you. I'm rich, so you will never be poor. Respect me and everything I tell you, and you will always be fine. But through time, they get older, a little bolder. They put the world in their own shoulders, which made them bolder. So then they step from you. They curse you and disrespect you. Even worse, they respect everyone but you. They start questioning you when you speak. After a while, they just ignore you. Now they're doing what they want to do and how they want to do. And when others ask about them, they tell them you never existed. They keep resisting until trouble comes around. Now they're running back to you and praising the ground that you walk on. But your love is so strong,
that you can't walk on. So you help them abundantly. Give them more than they need. You defeat their enemies and you listen to all their pleas. You plant seeds so their life will grow. And once they get in order, they go back to their own flow. They start ignoring you. They start dissing you. It's kind of pissing you. I mean, you're pissed off. But your love for them is so much that it can't be turned off. And the saddest thing is, you know it's going to happen every time. So that leads me to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the times that I should have praised you, but I didn't praise. All the times I should have repented, and I didn't repent. All the times I cursed, lied, and even just sinned. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for all the times that I didn't come to church, for all the times I didn't pay my tithes, for every girl I had sex with and you warned me not to. Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for putting my selfish ambitions before you. I'm sorry for the grief I caused, Lord. Please forgive me. And that's good grief.
Wow. You know, and that actually goes with your song. Thank you.
Yeah.
So give us a little background on your song, Thank You.
Thank You is the last song on my album, When Silence Falls. And basically, in short, I feel like, because When Silence Falls is basically what the title is, what happens when silence falls? The truth gets heard. What happens when silence falls? When silence falls, silence is no longer standing. Therefore, everything is going to be heard. Everything is going to be said. So at telling my life and saying the things that it's obvious that I'm going to blatantly and boldly speak my mind on what's going on, what God's put in my heart and my spirit. So at the end of saying so much, I think it's important that you just say thank you. It's important to say thank you, whether it be good times or the bad times. We still need to say thank you. So this song is just basically me saying thank you for everything.
All right. You got poetic lace.
I'm on a mission at the house cooking dope, but I ain't in the kitchen. I'm in a room with a pad and a pencil. Bible on the right, oil on the left. The spirit in the mind, Christ in my chest. Bags under eyes, cause I'm getting no rest. My mama told me that these signs of stress will go away when you understand that God will bless you. Sammy, can you chew? It's a tough shocker, call it Pikachu. I'm used to the murder, yeah, that's true. Never went to court, so no time was true. I thank you, Christ, for saving my life. You always hold me down, I feel like your wife. You have my heart, yeah, that's how I feel. Please know that my love is so real.
I thank you, Lord, for all that you
done.
I love you with my heart and my soul.
That you done.
I never would have made it this far.
Yes, God, I take the background. You can have a driver's seat, I won't make a sound. You can get all the glory, I'll buy that. We can do what you want, God, it's your time. I'm writing your game like a pencil. Wait, I'm just a utensil. A year ago, I was stressing. Now I'm in my bedroom trying to count my blessings. Wordplay so sick, got two. But I can't sneeze unless I have you. God first on my mental, it's more than sentimental. You got my heart bumping like a pimple. I'm getting healthy, love something nutritious. People feeling the flavor like delicious. I never fathom suicide like a phantom. Rocking up a car, something like a phantom. I'm kicking problems down like Johnny Cage. Get over here, I'm scorpion in a rage. This combat's not between mortal demons. I suggest you get back in your part of.
I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done.
You've done.
I never would have made it this far.
So I really really wanna thank the Lord. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be a boy. These shit that's traveling to the north, or should I call it the top? Cause I'm grinding for my family and people couldn't get on top. Don't stop, little bruh, that's what they shot. Keep going, P. Late, that's what I say. Don't quit, baby boy, take it all the way. And I won't, cause quitting is a major. Don't go hard every day, it's a major quote. Glory goes to God with steps I take. God first on my mind, so you can't shake me. Confidence at a new high, please. Stop laces what they scream. No time for sleeping, though I'm chasing the dream. Was an outcast, now I'm fresh and so clean. Yes, sir. See, it's only right that you say thank you when silence falls. No need to keep quiet. I don't know about you, but God has brought me through a lot. So with that being said, let's bring in that thank you hook one more time before we close the song.
I thank you for all that
you've done.
I love you with my heart and my soul.
I
thank you for all that
you've done.
I never would have made it this far.
Challenge their brother, man.
Man, that ain't nothing but God using me. That's all. That's
now,
it.
Question: the hook. Did you sing the hook too, or the chorus?
This is what's so crucial about the hook. Like, I wrote the hook and everything, but I found a homeless guy on the street, and he was singing, and I was walking up the library downtown, and I heard him, and I was like, man, he can sing, Lord. You want me to say something to him? And I was, you know, kind of nervous because I didn't want to, you know, come off as gay or nothing like that, but or weird. But I was like, man, Lord, tell him to speak to him. Walked up to him. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And he's smiling and everything. And I said, man, you have a beautiful voice. And he's like, thank you. And I'm like, would you sing on a gospel song? And he was like, yeah. And I said, I gave him a card, and he got really excited. And he was like, he was just like so excited to where it's like you would have thought I was just the president, you know what I mean? That's how excited he was. And I gave him a card. I said, just find somewhere to get in touch with me. And he got in touch with me. I picked him up. This was like 3 weeks later. I found him, picked him up, and we got in the studio. I let him practice a little bit on this without the hook I wrote for this. And it went from there. And it's so sad. I can't find him anymore now. I really believe he doesn't exist because I can't find him anymore or something. I don't know what's up. But it was just a blessing to, you know, we have talent everywhere. And I was just glad to get him on.
That's incredible. That's a very incredible story. Now, how often do you hear that? And he did a very good job. Hold on, we have our caller on the line, Zach Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes. Zach, hello, how are you?
How's everything going?
All is well. What's happening?
What's up, Zach?
You right now?
What's good? What's good?
It's a blessing to have you on the show, man. I love it when a man of God comes on here as well as women of God. So I just got to, you know, I want to praise God for you. I'm glad
praise
you're here.
Praise God. It's good to be here. It's good to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
First and foremost, you know what, we definitely, we do a lot of things for our guests. Actually, I can't send you money. So and
you need to see my face right now.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank you.
Hey, you may be seated. You may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you.
So how's life treating you right now?
Hot right now, hot. Life
okay,
is treating me hot right now.
Let our viewers know where you're calling from. I mean, our listeners know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Philadelphia, from Philly.
So, yeah, it is hot because, you know, I'm on the East Coast as well, and it's 100-plus here, so I know it's pretty hot there in Philly.
Blazing is the word for it, blazing.
I said that earlier.
Now, tell me something. What should our listeners know about Zach Williams? What is the most important thing they need to know about Zach Williams?
What the listeners need to know about Zach Williams is that I'm a kingdom worshiper, kingdom minded. I love God, and I love choir music, and that's what we do, sing choir music. And we make our music so that it can be sang, you know, in church on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. I knew they were going to stand up again.
Y'all going to be standing up all
these
night.
These people don't like, they don't like sitting down.
That's all right, because we like to move around. We like to jump around. We like to shout and all that. So it's all good. Y'all keep on clapping.
We need one that shouts. That's what button we need. We need a shouting button right there.
You need a shouting button, so you need to hook that up.
Yeah. That's very awesome. Now, far as what actually, everybody is inspired by something. Now, what, and we all should know this, but what inspires you to do what you do, far as music?
Well, I just like making good music, and like I said, making music pleasing, of course, you know, to the ears of the Father, of course. That's first and foremost, so that he may be pleased with everything that we do. But also, you know, for our music to be pleasing to the ear, so that, you know, when people can pass the word, you know, buy the CD, you know, pass our music to their churches, and this, so our music may be encouraging to someone. That inspires me to be an encouragement to a believer.
Okay.
Man.
Wow.
So, Zach.
Yes, sir.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want me to go?
Go ahead.
So, Zach.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, just looking at your biographical sketch, man, you have names such as Dr. Bobby Jones and Hezekiah Walker who mentioned, you know, great things about how the Lord is using you. So I want to know, with you being a man of God, you know, you have a testimony. I want to know your testimony that's going to encourage the listeners, that's going to cause people, you know, to say, you know what, Lord, the Lord put this in my heart to do this, I need to go after it. Like, what is your testimony that you've been through, what you overcame? And just, I want to know Zach Williams, Zach Williams, but Zach Williams, you know?
Well, my testimony is, it's really, really simple. Many years ago, when I was coming up, I came up a choir head, loved choir music, loved choirs, like, of course, my pastor, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, you know, the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir, Milton Bronson Thompson Community Singers. Anytime I heard choir music coming on the radio, I would just, like, go off because I just loved it. And it was always my dream to be able to have a choir and to sing that type of music and to be able to write my own music and then to also one day be able to share the stage with some of those artists. And I just, you know, I just kept praying, kept being in place, you know, kept going to church, you know, being, you know, accountable to my leadership, because that's first and foremost. You have to do that if you want to be blessed. You have to be accountable to leaderships, paying your tithes and all of that. So, I guess it finally paid off because, you know, God allowed me to be able to share the stage with everyone, you know, that I idolized when I was coming up, to be able to. Because, like I said, I'm from Philadelphia. So back in the day when I grew up, Wilmington Chester Mass Choir was the hottest thing in Philly, if not, you know, one of the top choirs in the country. So when I got the opportunity to play for them, you know, to me, you know, it was a God thing. I was just in awe. And then through playing for Wilmington Chester, I was able to, you know, I sat in a couple of times with, you know, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Dorothy Norwood. The late Atlanta Draper, you know, and it's all through just praying and just being dedicated to my craft and being dedicated to God and not giving up, not wanting to give up. And I encourage anybody that has a dream, if you have a dream, pursue it. Don't let it die. Pursue it. You know, so many times I wanted to give up and I just didn't. I didn't give up because this is something that I just wanted to do and it was my passion. So, you know, all of those people that I idolized, I used to get up. I mean, who doesn't watch Bobby Jones on Sunday morning? You know, it was always my dream, you know, to be able to be on the stage, you know, with Dr. Bobby. And about 5 years ago, One Accord sang at a concert in Dover, Delaware, and Dr. Jones was the host. and the choir, you know, we did, you know, God really had his hand on us that night. And after the concert was over, he asked to speak to me. And, you know, we talked for a little bit, and he told me that he was really inspired by my ministry and that he wanted to put us on his stage. You know, lo and behold, a year later, you know, we kept in contact. You know, we did several events for him, and he put us on BET, and he put us, you know, with Kurt Carr. He put us with Kim Burrell, a lot of different artists. And all of that, like I said, came from praying and just staying dedicated, you know, to where I wanted to be and not listening to the, you know, people telling me not to do it or I wasn't good enough. I just stayed with it. I just stayed with it. And I just, you know, I encourage anybody that's an aspiring artist, writer, singer, you know, if that's what you want to do, then do it. If he has put it in you, then do it.
Now, coming up in Philly, a very tough city, just like myself. I'm from Detroit, so Detroit is a very tough city as well.
Right.
So growing up in Philly, how tough was it for you to stick to doing gospel when you have so many other influences in Philly?
And it's very funny that you should say that. We have a whole lot of other influences. And like when I came up, you know, and I've been a musician now, we're going on looking at almost 30 years now. I just turned 40 last week. So,
congrats.
Thank you. Congrats. Thank you. I don't feel it, but, you know, but thank you. But coming in, you know, playing for 30 years, when I came up, when I first started playing, I used to hang out with a lot of the guys now that I watch on TV playing for the Beyoncés, playing for the Jay-Z's and all those different people. Like anytime we have the BET Awards, you always see somebody from Philly in the bands, and that's always. But for me, you know, I just wanted to stay at the church. I didn't want to go on the road. I didn't want to play R&B music. I didn't want to do that. My passion, you know, was, you know, giving my talent completely back to the Father and just playing gospel music. You know, of course, you know, I'm just going to be transparent. There were times where I thought about, well, did I make the right decision? Because I didn't have the money, I didn't have the prestige and all of that. But I got God. And for me, that's most important. That means more than anything else. So, you know, I had the opportunity to be able to do those things, but I just chose not to do it because I didn't want to. You know, I wanted to stay, you know, in church on Sunday morning, and I wanted to, you know, continue, you know, to my upbringing because I grew up in the church. So I wanted to stay there, and that was just the, you know, the conscious decision that I made. Did I lose some friends because I made that choice? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And then when I see them, you know, some of them still say, Zach, you don't do nothing but gospel. And that's right. To the day I close my eyes, I'm still going to just do gospel. Do I regret it now? No, I don't. If I had to do it again, no. I would.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
And the way I look at it is, you know, everybody, and I'm not knocking any of my friends and any of the people that I grew up with that they'll play R&B music, you know, because everything is not for everybody. I don't knock them. You know, one of my little brothers, you know, he's an up-and-coming bass player, and he's on the road all the time. And, I support him, and I don't look down on him. That's just the choice that they decide to make. They decided to make. They wanted to do that. I just made the choice that I was going to stay with Christ, and I was just going to stay in church. That was just my personal decision. And it doesn't mean, you know, like I said, I don't look down on nobody because everybody, you know, do what you do. But for me, you know, this was my upbringing. I don't know anything else but church. You know, when I sit down to play, you know, like people would always ask me to, you know, call me, you know, to play for weddings. And they'd be like, well, do you know this song? Nope, I don't know it. You don't know it? No, I don't know it. But can you learn it? All right, I mean, I'll learn it, but I don't know it because, you know, and I'm not trying to put myself up there to be holier than thou, and I'm not going to say I don't listen to the radio. But what I'm saying is I stuck to my craft. I stuck to the decision that I made that all I wanted to do was, you know, live totally for the Master and play, you know, his music and write his music. That's all I ever wanted to do, you know. And from that, you know, God has really blessed me to be able to, you know, have relationships with a lot of the people, you know, that I idolize in the industry. And I would say my biggest accomplishment, you know, in being in the industry came 2 years ago. I produced that. I produced the album for the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir that won two Stellar Awards. So for me, that was my crowning achievement. Every hardship that I faced, everything that I came up against, that one night when they said, and the winner is the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir, and I know that I was the producer on that project, you know, that made everything that I went through worthwhile.
Awesome.
Wow.
Now, I was there a couple of years ago, and I attended my wife. We have a family reunion every year, and we went to Philly, and the church we attended, are you familiar with Enon?
Yeah, Enon Tabernacle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is pretty. Have you played there before? I mean, that church is pretty huge.
No, not in the new building. I played maybe twice at the old building before they moved, but I know several people that attend there.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge church. If you could hang on for a second, we're going to go into one of your songs.
Sure.
We're going to come back to you, okay? And
sure.
The song that we're going to go into is Things Are Going to Get Better. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Covenant Cafe, your host Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
And we are featuring right now Zach Williams, and the song we're going to listen to is Things Are Gonna Get Better.
Mm-hmm.
So we come to encourage you tonight. We want to let you know whatever you're going through, it's going to get better. If you believe it, come on, make some noise.
things are going to get better for me. Zach, I would love to welcome you to my playlist.
Glad to be there.
this was I don't know who you just took somebody's spot. No matter of fact, you just moved somebody over. You climbed the ladder. You know,
oh, Lord.
You definitely you on the playlist.
I didn't even know about the ballot. Thank you so much.
So, Zach, I have to ask you, what do we have to look forward to? What projects or what events, what's coming up that we can come check out Zach Williams and the One Accord?
Well, I'm planning, I haven't even, I guess you want to say this is exclusive. I haven't even talked to the choir yet, but I'm planning to do something really big the end of August. End of August. That's all I can really say about it right now because I haven't really talked to my team about it yet. But I'm planning to do something in August, and I'm looking to record again at the top of 2013. I just started, getting material together, and it's mm-hmm. I mean, because I've been going through a personal situation. If you don't mind me sharing, my mother, she's been really sick this year, and through, us, dealing with her sickness and everything that's, been going on with her, God has been kind of dealing with me, and I started writing again. I had actually, went through maybe about, I'm going to say about 4 years of, writer's block, where I just wasn't able to write my own music. I was able to, if somebody gave me a song, I can arrange it and do what I want to do to it. But I just wasn't able to pick up the pen and write anything for myself. Well, I wrote my first song 3 weeks ago. And the name of the song is called Unpredictable God. And it's going to be, I'm definitely going to record it at the top of next year when we do our next project. So I know that's coming down the pike. And like I said, I'm going to do something really big in August. And hopefully, you guys will be able to, be a part of it and come out. And maybe I can come back on the show and promote. I also have a live DVD that we did last year that will be out soon called The Live Experience. And basically what I did with that, I took some clips, from my first project and kind of like refreshed the music a little bit. And then the project that I have now, the Things That Want to Get Better record, I refreshed some of the music from that. And we put everything together and we made it an event called The Live Experience, and we recorded that, and that will be out before the end of the summer as well.
Awesome. Beautiful. I want to definitely keep you lifted in prayer, and I just wanted to say that things are going to get better.
Oh, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Yeah. When it's your mother, when it's your mother, it really strikes a nerve. Because you can have a whole lot of aunties, a whole lot of uncles, and a whole lot of dads and goddads, but you only have one mother. You know what I'm saying? And all of my years, my mother has taken care of me, and taken care of my brother. And now the time has turned where we have to take care of her. And I know that, and I know that my career, is important. But, right now, the most important thing is my mother. Because that's my queen, that's taking, my time to be able to, to take care of her with the rest of my family. So I ask everyone that knows not the words, but the worth of prayer, to keep my family lifted.
Amen.
Because it's when you see someone close to you like that struggling, it does hurt. And you ask questions. And for me, I've been trying not to be angry in this whole process. I've been trying not to be angry, and I have a wonderful support system. I have a wonderful wife, my wonderful choir members, my family, who
continue to kind of like, you know, keep me encouraged. But it's just those lonely times, like the 12, the 1, the 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm sitting, I'm thinking, you know, trying not to be angry. So I just ask you all, you know, if y'all can just keep me lifted and keep my brother lifted, Aaron, and the rest of my family as we care for my mother.
Definitely will. Before we let you go, where can the people find you if they want to communicate with you or check out your next step, you know, Twitter, Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Zach Music, ZakMuzik. I'm on Facebook, Zach Williams, page one. And, well, you can't do page one anymore because I got 5,000 members and they had to shut it down. So I have a Zach Williams page two on Facebook. The choir has a Facebook fan page, Zach Williams and One Accord, 1/AKORD. We have a website as well. And I'm always posting on Facebook. I'm always posting on Twitter. So that's me. There's nobody else posting but me. So you can tweet me. Now, I'm going to be real again. I don't be on Twitter as much as I be on Facebook, but I've been trying to get better because everybody's been telling me that, you know, I need to tweet more because I went on there. And that's how I found out about – I did another interview this morning, and the only reason I knew about y'all because I think y'all tweeted me or something, or y'all sent me an email or something. That's the only way I knew because I went on there. So I'm trying to be better with it, but you can follow us on there. We do have two projects currently available on iTunes. The first project is The Declaration, and it features our, I guess, our flagship song, No Weapon, and a few other songs. And then the project that you just played was released last year. It's called Things Are Going to Get Better. Both of those projects are on iTunes. And I ask you, please support what we're doing.
Definitely will. And we'd like to thank you for coming on our show and giving us some of your time tonight.
No doubt. I appreciate the love, and I do appreciate the support, and I hope to come back.
Yeah, well, we definitely appreciate you, bro.
I just want to also thank. I know some of my people are listening from the choir. I thank y'all so much. I know Eric is listening. Angel's probably out there listening. Wayne is listening. Larissa, I love all of y'all from the bottom of my heart, and I really thank y'all for believing in me. You know, One Accord has been together for about 8 years, but I've been doing this, with choirs for about 16, 17 years. And some of the people that sing on the choir, you know, have been with me since the very beginning. You know, and I just want to thank y'all that's listening. I love y'all so much from the bottom of my heart. And y'all better be in rehearsal tomorrow.
All right. That hurt. We appreciate you. Have a good night, all right?
All right. I love y'all. Y'all take care now.
All right.
I love you too, bro.
All right. All right. Shout out to D. Love y'all.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Awesome guy.
I love it.
All right. We're going to have to close out. Wonderful show today. I mean,
who are you telling?
That wow, wonderful show. Candace came through, Zach came through. You know, we had Poetic and Jillian come through. Had a lot of people coming through, and also check it in on the chat, the flash chat here. We would definitely appreciate our audience for tuning in this evening. Now, let's go ahead and close us out with our advice for the week and the words that we should be moved by.
All right, so tonight we're going to close out with Romans 8:28, which says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." I want y'all to hear this. "And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." So everything, all is everything, everything. So during this week, and your comings, your goings, your twos, your froms, your ups, your downs, your all arounds, you know, keep in mind that everything that God has put into motion is going to work to the good of his name. You know, so let's just, you know, keep your head up. Something, like I said, you get a flat tire, don't look at it like, oh man, I got to pay this, I got to put that. You possibly have a flat tire so nobody on the road won't hit you, or you have a flat tire to delay you from some crazy behind-scene accident or something that might be going down up ahead. You know, so let's just look at the blessings of how all things work to good for God's kingdom. You know what I mean? And then with us being children of God and we're all called to his purpose, God being the Father, he's not planning a miserable life for you. Like, come on, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all the bad things and the good things that are happening, these are all good to pull you closer to his kingdom so that we can have eternal life, so we can live a great afterlife with him. You know what I mean? And while we're down here, is some of the bad things are going to happen so good things can occur afterwards, or to set the stage for something else, you know? So let's be thankful for everything that God has for us this week and so
right.
in life.
And that goes along where we say every show, you have to be thankful for your trials and tribulations. You have to.
Yes.
And just like you said, just because your tire is flat, you might be frustrated at the moment. You might be trying to get somewhere. But God knows your roadmap. God
right.
is GPS. So he already knows where you're going to turn left. He knows where you're going to turn right or go straight ahead. So at this moment, he's sparing you from some situation at
right.
that, you know, so. We all get the flat tires, and we all get caught up in different situations where we try to, you know, go up for a promotion. We might not get it, or we might audition for something that we might get, may not get. Don't look at it in a negative light. You know, God has a reason for everything. You may go to the audition, may not get the audition, but however, you might have networking with something that have. You know, that's going to be more important down the road. You know, so things happen for a reason. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in this week. It was a very good show. And like you said, God is always working. No matter what we think he's doing, no matter if you think life is hard, someone else has it harder. So God will not give us anything that we cannot handle. Even though at that moment it may look like a lot, it may feel like a lot, it may be a burden on your shoulders, your chest may be stressed, you may be stressing out, but God has a reason for everything. You know, so you know, stay in tune to the word. We all can be more sharper. I know myself, I can be more sharper in my word. Everyone can always more sharp, you know, be sharper in your word and follow your instructions that we talked about. You know, the basic instructions before leaving earth, that is the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. You follow those instructions. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
And this is the Covenant Cafe, and we will catch you guys next week with some more surprising guests. So stay tuned.
This is the outro. So long, farewell. This ain't goodbye forever, but only time will tell. We had some funny moments, real talking interviews. Every Sunday, 7:30 Eastern time, we do this. Build you up, encourage you. This is the D-Hour Show. Feel free to come on through. Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lacey's are the host. From the east to the west, we broadcast coast to coast. The Covenant Cafe, yeah, that is the name. We reppin' Jesus Christ, yeah, we're unashamed. He died so we can live, so I'm steady boasting. I think that calls for tears, so I'm steady toasting. What's up, D Slade? That's the CEO. He's tapping on the glass. I guess it's time to go. So let me close with these words so I can keep it meek. Thanks for stopping by. Hope to see you next week.